Regulation of livestock operations is a contentious issue, especially when the facilities include areas where large quantities of manure are stored. It often pits the owners of those facilities against local residents, many of whom say their quality of life and property values are affected by the odors. Our colleagues at WIS Context looked into the science of smell and whether something that seems so subjective can be measured objectively through science. You can read their reporting at wiscontext.org. Jacek Kozel is a professor of agricultural and biosystems engineering at Iowa State University. He researches the impact of livestock odors. He recently talked to WPR host Keely Baltina.
When we say that we smell something, what does that really mean? What's going on?
Well, that's a loaded question. Excellent question right there. So, you know, sense of smell is one of those things that we learn a lot. We don't know much still yet about it. So, you know, just about 15 years ago, a Nobel Prize was awarded for actually unlocking why we smell, why human and how human knows processes smells. So there is still a lot of research to be done. So we are dealing with a lot of, you know, fundamental science, but a lot of unknown things with psychology, sociology, etc.
Can scientists really then objectively measure how strong an odor is?
We try to do that. So we developed tools. They aren't perfect, but we have kind of two ways of doing this. One of them is basically take a big Ziploc type bag of odorous air and dilute this with pure air and present to, in a blind test, present it to a series of panelists, trained panelists that basically try to detect the difference between odorless air and air that is injected with tiny portions of the odor that we try to analyze.
So you're training real human beings to do this and detect the smell.
Yes, exactly. So, you know, that sort of technique doesn't get into what really is in that odor. It goes after how does this odor smell, how strong it is, how an average person represented by these trained panelists is actually reacting to something in the air that is not just pure smellless air. So that's one way of doing this. But there is, you know, there is another one where we can actually analyze those molecules, various molecules in the air, and then connect that sense of smell that we have simultaneously with those analytical tools. So we, in essence, we are able to find sort of the needles in the haystack, if you will. Are those needles being perhaps compounds that create smells that we experience in our everyday life, but they are buried, you know, in this, you know, this massive mixture of thousands of different compounds. And not all of them contribute, only typically several few that makes us experience an odor or maybe some nice aroma.
Yeah, well, one of those is a smell that can be associated with farm animals. This is Wisconsin, especially when they're large operations. What are some of the compounds that occur there that we would identify with unpleasant smells?
So there is several of them. We identified through that process I described before, the simultaneous chemical and sensory analysis, handful of compounds that we would really want to eliminate. And some of those would be phenolic compounds. Those are the kinds of chemicals that, you know, tiny little amount in the air is very noticeable. Another class of compounds is volatile fatty acids, and then probably hydrogen sulfide. So perhaps a handful of compounds that we always detect when we work with livestock waste, ambient air in and around these facilities, they are always there.
Jacek Kojel is a professor of agricultural and biosystems engineering at Iowa State University. He's a livestock odor researcher. And Jacek, if it only takes a little bit of these compounds in the air to create that unpleasant smell, I sense it could get really overwhelming very quickly. How can we figure out the level of that? I mean, do we have tools that we can figure out to lessen the impact on people near these livestock situations?
Well, that's a great question. That's what we engineers here at Ag Engineering at Iowa State University and colleagues all around the country work on, engineering ways of mitigating odor, not necessarily right at the farm, but the odor that might be experienced by neighbors. So we start with the assumption that there will be always manure or other sources of odor. And we try to apply something or develop some tools that will be one feasible for farm applications. Number two, they will fit in sort of socio economic situation at a particular farm. So, that means money, that means technology. We are very concerned that whatever we develop and test is actually farm tested. And I should say there are probably many technologies that are actually proven to work, but they have been developed for industrial applications, for different types of industries, for much bigger level of funding that these industries have. That's not necessarily the case with many of the farmers.
We sometimes equate a smell in the air with low quality air. Is that the same thing? Is air quality really affected, or the health of the air affected when we can smell these compounds in it?
Well, so if I could deflect this question into something like, the smell of soil, for example. Imagine the sort of situation where after rain you would maybe want to go outside because the environment smells so nice. So here we come into this, this idea that these smells in the air are, for one, very contextual, right? For somebody that may have lived around a particular type of smells, they in essence sort of disappear. They are like a background noise to a person. On the other hand, if we take, somebody that would literally be, if I could use this word, transponded from some environment right into, something that smells totally different, that person would likely notice it right away. And here we come back to this idea of context that, some people, odors might be very objectionable. They might be linked with something bad actually that happened in their lives. And on the other hand, there might be some pleasant smells that one person would consider very pleasant and another one not necessarily so.
As an engineer, briefly, what do you think that policymakers should take into consideration as they're deciding whether they're strengthening or loosening regulations around large-scale animal facilities?
Again, this is a loaded question, but I would say that we need all of the stakeholders at the table, meaning, and I know that some of the counties, for example, do that they try to not to make haste decisions that drive an issue in one direction or another. They are very careful about involving all of the stakeholders around this issue from the very beginning. And that's probably the key to sustainably develop or continue to have animal agriculture in a particular area where, you know, these not just the livestock agriculture, but also all of the socioeconomics is involved. Regulation probably stems from this. So we need to actually do quite a bit more work to understand, probably from political angle too, that, you know, this is a multi-level, multi-disciplinary, if you will, issue. So again, back to the stakeholders and having stakeholders at the table to perhaps compromise on how these things are or not developed in terms of regulations.
Jacek, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Jacek Kojel is a professor of agricultural and biosystems engineering at Iowa State University. He studies the impact of livestock odors. He recently talked to WPR host Keely Boltina. You can learn more about the science of smell and how it relates to regulation of large-scale livestock operations over at wiscontext.org.